Share the links. You can look at what we're doing because you'll see them every day. Just model what we're doing. We're totally happy with you modeling what we are doing.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. We are actually recording two podcasts back to back.
Because of Prime Day.
Because of Prime Day. Because we won't have time to record. I was looking at the schedule and the schedule's too full. And I said, where can we squeeze this in? And we're like, nah.
We're just going to do two.
Yeah.
Then we don't have to skip a week.
Right.
And I'm going to Bend.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Yeah.
After Prime Day, which I'm happy about because I just want to like chill.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so crazy this weekend and next week. So
I feel like I want to go to at least like go to the coast for the day or something.
Yeah.
So
or just go to Hawaii.
Or just go to Hawaii. Yeah.
Might as well. But you were just talking about how Russell Brunson
records podcasts.
Two podcasts.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So I was telling Stetson, like, yeah, people do this all the time, these podcasters. Yeah. So Russell Brunson, who we talked about many times, and we were in his high-end coaching program, the Two Comma Club, for like a year and a half, and love Russell Brunson. But anyway, when he was going to do Funnel Hacking Live last year, you can hear him on his podcast. And he says, yeah, my brother tells me, because my brother does my podcast. And my brother told me I have to record five podcasts. So when he first starts, it was like in the evening and he's trying to whisper because he's in his office. He didn't want to wake his family, even though I think his house is huge.
Yeah.
But he's whispering. He's going, yeah, I'm in my office and I'm recording a podcast. And then, but then later in the next one, he's like getting more and more like louder. And then pretty soon he's like by the fifth podcast, because I always listen to them. He's like, he's so excited about something, you know, and he says, I don't know. I just got on a roll. And my brother said, I got to record five podcasts. I'm thinking, oh man, I don't want to record five podcasts. What do you mean? Can't I just, he said, no, you have to, because you're going to be tied up, busy. Yeah. You won't have time to do it. He said, but now that I'm in it, I got so excited. And I just got the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. He said, I could sit here and record podcasts all night because I'm having so much fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of where we are.
Yeah.
Having fun into the next podcast, same day. We could actually do this.
But last week we were talking about our friends of like, meeting up with them, sort of knowing people in our town that are really well known, but we're just all chill here and don't care about that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But one of our friends, I would guess friends, but she was a client of ours. We helped her move in, but she's a really good designer. She does interior design for a living.
Oh, she's so good.
And her house is like so pretty.
My gosh.
She did such a good job.
She did in styling the whole thing. Oh my gosh. And she chose just the right textures, you know, in her wallpaper,
yeah,
and flooring. And
it's just stuff you wouldn't think about. And so I think when I build a house, which will probably be in the next, we'll probably start within the next year, but then it's not going to be done within 2 years, probably. Mm-hmm. I think I want her to help me.
Yeah.
I want someone. I'm not good at that stuff. I'm not good at, I don't even have pictures barely in my home. Because I'm so indecisive about that stuff.
I get it. Yeah.
Like
I feel like I'm the same.
You would think your brain would work that way with all the stuff we do, but.
And all the things that we see, you think that we would just pick it up, but it's.
I don't think it does.
She's called Dwell House, by the way, in Grants Pass. And it's funny because when she was our client and she was saying, yeah, you know, I'm thinking, because she's a broker, real estate broker, and selling homes and things. She goes, you know, I'm thinking I'm just going to do the staging thing.
Yeah.
And so now she just, I don't know, you probably didn't see it because I think you were in Hawaii. They bought a building on Williams Highway for her staging.
Now they
staging.
Don't have an office? Or do you think they
No, she'll still have her office. This is just to house the stuff because,
That's
as
nice.
You know, it's been in her,
yeah.
one of her, she's got like four car garage.
And she has storage units.
And a storage unit, but it's going to be all in one place. So they were picking paint and getting voting on Instagram for paint colors.
I haven't seen that.
I know right where it is. I haven't driven out there yet, but oh my gosh. So they bought a building. Anyway, she's so good at it.
Yeah. I want to help. I want to hire someone to tell me what to do.
And she's helping people completely remodel their homes.
Yeah.
To stay
like I'm happy with how my house is, but it's.
You did a good job.
But it's the simplest you could ever do. Every room's the same. There's no accent rooms. There's no different tile. Like, because I was too scared and I would be too scared to do it on my own. I think the most I would want to do what I would feel comfortable in is do wallpaper in my room, maybe
in your, yeah,
or
in bedroom.
In, like on one wall. And then yeah. I do think like painting the island a different color would be cool,
uh-huh.
which I wanted to do in the first place, but Brandon thought it looked weird and now he wants to do it. And yeah. Also, I wanted a black farmhouse sink rather than a white one because it would match our black door. Anyway, so those things I would do, but like she just thinks of like she has different hardware in the same room and you'd think it would look so weird, but it doesn't. Like it all ties in so well.
And she just knows. She knows crazy. All the styles. See, that's the thing too. Like there's so many styles and she knows what goes well together.
Yeah. Her brain works like that. And you would think our brains would work like that with like all the stuff we do. Like I can do it for spaces, like for the fridge, for instance, I was like, ooh, this goes perfectly with that product and that product. So all tie together. But that's the extent that it goes. not photos, not collages, not anything.
I even have a hard time like figuring out what I should wear when I've worn like there's some outfits that I haven't worn for a while. Like, oh, great. That's a great outfit. But if I've had to dress up like too many days in a row, I don't know what to wear anymore. Like, how do I combine all this to make something new?
I messaged our stylist.
I did see that. Yeah.
But I know we had the conversation of like, we probably shouldn't spend money on it, but we'll see if we can spend like my idea was,
mm-hmm.
Can you just do like mood boards for us of like, here's outfit ideas. You don't even have to find the products. And then we can go on Amazon and find stuff that's similar.
Yeah.
So then maybe we can do it
that way.
Cause it's like, we can 100% do it, but we're trying to be logical of when we spend money, it needs to be making us money. And we share fashion stuff, but I just think
that's not our primary focus.
And we've talked about doing a second TikTok and all that, but I think right now everything's working. I think we just need to continue to do what we're doing. And maybe we'll change it down the road. But every now and then, like when we get outfits, we'll link them or we'll tag them and we'll do sort of stuff like that. But it can't be our main focus. So, but yeah, that would be helpful. Just little templates or something. Or if someone just said, this is what you should do in your room, I will trust you.
Yeah.
And I will let you do it. I personally just can't see it.
Yeah, I feel the same. Like talking to the bookkeeper, you know, we were just talking about the bookkeeper in the last podcast, but talking to her, I'm like, if you feel like something needs to be reworded or organized differently, you have my permission to do that because this is what you do. This is what you're good at.
Yeah. So we just voted on Instagram this past week what our next makeover video should be. And so I did.
Sounds like it's the entryway, right?
Yeah. So I did drinking glasses, because I have a drinking glass cabinet and there's a lot of cute little organizing and glasses you can get on Amazon. Yeah. And then I also said spice cabinet, because my spices, I have a turntable that I've loved for so many years, but actually Brandon's been getting into more cooking. And so we have a lot more different spices. So I think I would want to reorganize that because I want to do a makeover video that would make sense. I can't just like remake over something.
Yeah.
Yet until I run out of ideas. But the next thing was the entryway, because I'm like, I've been wanting to sort of change things up in the house because then I have more spaces to film into.
Yes.
And so like, for instance, the office is a wreck, but I think I haven't really focused on it because it could be a makeover video. Mm-hmm,
it could.
So what I'm going to do is do the entryway, and it's very small, but this will be a test to see how it goes of like, because I'm going to need to get a mirror, probably some decor. And I'm going to get a new, I'm either going to do a bench or I'm going to do a cabinet. And I have the cabinet in mind in my head that I've seen on Amazon before, and maybe like a rug or something. So it'll be sort of like a different makeover video. If we have drawers, it would be ideal because then we could organize into the drawers.
Exactly.
But I'll see, because people vote and it helps me a lot too.
Because they help you choose.
They help me choose. It's great fabulous. For interaction.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes, because that will be like not an organizing space. It will be a regular space. But I think that's good because then we can sort of branch out and test to see what people like. Like, for instance, we just did a pets finds video. Let's test to see if people like that. Let's test to see if maybe it does well. Great. Next one might be the office, because that will be way more extensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just testing.
Testing.
And that will be a small space. So hopefully I don't have to get too much artwork and it's not too hard for you to pick.
Just stick with a mirror and maybe some faux plants.
Like my master bedroom is not finished at all. At all. But I want to redo it.
You talked about getting a bench. And
I want to get new furniture. because when we first moved in, we were kind of way different than we are now. And we were kind of on a tight
budget. And that was a year, almost about a year and a half ago. You moved in February.
Yeah. So I think I had like $5,000 saved to put towards furniture. Uh-huh. And Brandon was the one that put down the down payment. So I was the one to buy furniture. And so we had no furniture. So that went pretty quick. So we were sort of, okay, this is $150 versus
$500. You don't have any of that $5,000
so now
left.
I don't have to worry about it as much. And we can sort of get what we want.
And it could be.
And now it's a business expense. So that's great because then we can share it.
Because it's on for Amazon. Content.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like I said, I have more places to film.
Exactly.
So it kind of works
right now,
out.
You don't have your bedroom to film in.
No, I never film really my bedroom. Nice, I film in my bathroom because my bathroom's always sort of pretty and it's pretty minimal. But it's
so it films beautifully.
It films great. Mm-hmm. And the kitchen. And I have filmed in our guest bedroom because it's more cuter than our master bedroom whenever we do like bedroom sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And travel then we finds. Have filmed in our office, but nothing in here really is Amazon. So I would sort of want to redesign it.
Yeah. It's kind of IKEA.
Yeah. Speaking luckily, of desks, no one's asked for our links. So like, that's not even cute.
Speaking of desks. Now we're talking about the office. So I ordered a standing desk for myself, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I ordered on Amazon, of course. So I bought one and it came to me. It was damaged. So I ordered the same one. And then the second box came to me yesterday with even more damage on the box. So it's got two damaged areas. And I kid you not, they don't even protect like 16 inches of space on both sides of the long edge of the desk. And the box, the cardboard is not very thick. You know, it's not super, super thin, but it's more like airy.
Yeah.
And it's just not strong. So the UPS driver like going, oh yeah, back again. He goes, oh, is this one going again? Like I go, yeah, sorry. You have to lift it up because it's a heavy desk, but I want to order from a different company.
Different company.
Yeah. I gave him a shot at it. And
did so they have good reviews or?
It did. It had great reviews.
Weird. That's weird.
But the next company that I'm going to order the desk from, and I might just wait till Prime Day just to see what's there. But the next desk has one of the, like several of the reviews said, the packaging on this was great.
That's good.
And everything was well protected. It's like, oh, okay. Note to self, next time I look at big purchase like that, look at those reviews of how it's packaged because I think people talk about it.
Yeah.
But I was really disappointed because I was looking forward to having my standing desk.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the thing on the desk.
And it's annoying because it's such a big thing.
Yes.
Like it's not like a product that's damaged. It's like a huge thing that this is a big UPS darn person brought.
The sad thing is when I started to build the first one, because I got it, I didn't know it was damaged because the way I opened the box, the top's on the bottom of the box.
And it looked fine.
And it's upside down because they have it, you know, on the bottom and it's the corners are in, it's well protected.
Yeah.
So I'm putting the legs on. I've got two legs on. I go, what is this? I felt like a little grittiness by my hand. And I look and I flip it over on the side. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I had to take the legs off. I had to repackage it. This time I was smart. Flipped the box over. I just opened it and I looked. I go, nope. I didn't even take it out of the plastic. I could just see the damage.
We got pretty lucky with all of our stuff. Nothing got damaged when we ordered it for the
house. Because you got most of it from Wayfair, I think, right?
We did Wayfair. We did some Amazon. And I guess Ashley Furniture.
Oh, you did have an incident with Ashley Furniture.
Give us the wrong color couch.
Yeah, but it wasn't damaged. It was just
the wrong
color.
But it wasn't damaged. It was the complete wrong color. But we did get pretty lucky with everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like this house will never be done.
I don't think any house ever really is.
But especially because of what we do. Like no one would just like buy new furniture for no reason. I feel like unless you like planned it.
This is a content creation.
Because we need content consistently. So I'm just like, okay. What's the next thing we got to do? And I'm excited about the entryway thing. After Prime Day, I think it'll be fun to plan because it will be something different. And
yeah, it's going to be fun.
We'll see how it turns out.
Yes.
See how it turns out. Yeah. Any other updates? Our website.
Yes.
I believe we've been saying this for 3 weeks, but I'm 95% sure it will be live by the time you're listening to this.
Right. Because this will come out on the 18th. Yes.
So we've been pushing to have it be launched before Prime Day. And then I went to Hawaii and I was like, we'll have time to do it. But honestly, even if I didn't go,
I don't think going to Hawaii had anything to do with it. There were just so many little loose ends and so many little components. And we don't just put something out there half done or partly done. So there was just things that we needed to do.
But it's not even the partly done thing because I was looking at the list, like I could get it done by today. that list.
Yeah, but it's really going to make a difference for Prime Day is the thing. And I feel like it's going to take away from the specialty. Like, it needs to have its own moment.
That's what I was thinking.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it's not so much the getting it done part, because it is really done and we could launch it tomorrow.
We could.
It's the fact that I want to make it fun because we've been working on this website for 4 months.
Has it been 4 months?
Oh, yeah. We started working on it back in March, April.
Oh, wow. And we were told, oh, yeah, 6-8 weeks, but we've added things.
We've added it's things. Us. It wasn't them.
Yeah. And like we said in the last podcast, they were great. Smash yeah. creatives. And they're great. And they've been so patient with the things that were changing. And they're really helpful. Like today, they were on things, getting things done because they knew that we were going to launch this weekend. So they had
but
to verify
then after
some things.
Thinking about it, I think we just want to wait till after Prime Day and give it its own moment, because then we can maybe, you know, announce it and do a countdown timer on our stories maybe on Friday or Thursday next week after Prime Day.
I and feel then, like that too. Otherwise, it'll get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah. And then it won't, we can't do an announcement because we have so many brand deals and those take precedent. Uh-huh. So we have to post those. And so we're just going to wait a little bit, just a tiny bit longer, have its own moment. Maybe we can record a cute little announcement reel or something, and then it will be more of a launch, because it is a launch. Like, we haven't had a website ever really,
and
so.
Because we work so hard on it and our team has worked so hard on it, it deserves to have a proper launch.
Mm-hmm.
Like with champagne and, you know.
Yeah, and what's there's really no point of I don't think it's really going to make a difference for Prime Day sales, just because probably everyone's going to keep up with us on our Instagram.
Because that's where people know where to keep up with,
yeah.
with us
and
for right now.
Prime Day, it's quick. So I don't even know if they would go to the website because they're not
used to
it.
I don't think so.
Yet.
I think they're going to shop right on our
like they have.
Instagram. Yeah. yeah. And they're going to be, you know, requesting links like crazy. So, yeah. But we felt like it just needs to wait and then have its own special moment. And we can make it fun. And who knows? Maybe we'll get balloons or
Yeah, do some
something.
Cute little video.
yeah.
I think would be more fun than just our website's up for Prime Day.
And then people are going to miss it.
Yeah.
You know, and then we can give people a chance
and we
to
don't
sign
have
up for
the time
newsletter.
To film something now to make it cute, like a cute little launch. And I want to do at least a 3-day countdown timer because I just feel like it's fun.
Yeah.
We haven't done a countdown in a while. And
right.
People like it, but they're not going to have time during Prime Day.
They're not even going to notice
it. And neither will we.
Right.
So it takes one thing
honest.
Off our list.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be able to get it launched. I'm even like looking at Monday. I'm like, is that too soon almost?
On the 18th.
Just because
we're
Prime
at the tail end
literally
of Prime
ends.
Yeah.
So we might sometime within that week, we can maybe announce it on Monday and launch it on like a Friday
yeah.
or on a Thursday.
Yeah.
But we're just going to wait just a little
like
bit longer.
The launch could start
and give it its
then.
Moment. Uh-huh. So that way we can start it off strong.
And then it starts off on a good foot because then people can sign up for the newsletter
mm-hmm.
and
take
then
a look at
they
the
can
website.
Look at the blogs and, you know, maybe they want to find some new podcast listeners because they didn't know we had a podcast. And
yeah. And people will, it will just get lost in the shuffle.
I think so.
And
definitely.
There's really no point.
No.
Originally I was thinking it's going to help sales, but
I
don't
so.
Think it will.
I don't think
not,
so either.
Not for this year. Next year it will. Because we'll have our email list and all that stuff built up already, but I don't
yeah,
think it's
and
really
with Flowdesk,
care.
We can actually plan like an actual launch for that, where we can plan, like we could in ClickFunnels, you know, plan all these
emails
this whole sequence
yeah.
that will go out to everybody on the list and it'll be planned ahead. And yeah, I don't think that launching it now would make any difference at all in our Prime Day sales. In fact, it's probably just, yeah.
Be the same. It would be more pressure on us.
Uh-huh.
For no
and
reason.
It will be a kind of defeat for the website launch, you know?
Yeah, well, since this podcast is coming out after Prime Day. But I guess I could say, hopefully Prime Day went well for everyone. But
yes.
I guess if you're listening, I would just think about what everyone's doing on social media this past week with Prime Day and just see how you can capitalize on it for next year. Because there's plenty of room in this world of Amazon.
Well,
and
even for the holidays that are coming up, you know, you can
Black
see,
Friday.
Yes.
That's
Cyber
a great
Monday.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday, take notes.
And Cyber Monday is the thing also in Amazon. People are shopping on Cyber
and,
Monday.
You know, we had our, we do a mastermind once a month that we've been doing for over 2 years, I think.
Yeah. It's been, since 2019.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting that one of the guys in our mastermind group was saying that online course sales have been a little low, and he's still in the online course world, and we are totally in that world, you know, as you guys know, for a long, long time. We kind of stepped back a little bit, but we still have our pantry class that's available on our website, and people still buy it, and they haven't bought it in a while because I haven't the link nowhere. I don't even have the link out because
right.
But that's fine. But people still buy it. It's still a great course. We feel like it's really great. We're really happy with it. So we do have that as an option. I'm sure we'll see more people sign up for it as we launch the website.
Probably.
But we haven't been like doing a launch or anything in a long time as far as on a course. And I just thought that was interesting that like even these pros in the area, I was just thinking, wondering about like ClickFunnels and like all these people, how they've sort of had to adjust. But I'm like, even looking at it now, or just where we are now compared to that, I'm like, you know what? I think it is like, it's easier to sell things that people are already going to buy.
I think it's so true.
You know what I mean? Rather than like you having to sell them on an idea of this course, not saying it's bad because we've done it and we still believe it in 100%.
Oh, totally.
But it's just interesting. I think social media is a big part of it, of the mindset and of social media, and people kind of already know since COVID, like there've been so many launches. They sort of already know the tricks of the trade of
people doing webinars.
You're gonna they send know they're me gonna this, get sold and you're on gonna whatever like not so I think
you it's say just, it's a free webinar, but I know you're gonna sell me
because I've done
course.
This before. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just consistently changing, which I thought was just interesting.
That's, yeah, really,
because we're not in it right now of the course stuff,
but we would have had we stuck to that path when we were doing ads on Facebook, and we switched gears at the beginning of the year or February, I guess.
Yeah, but just selling what people already are going to buy or stuff that they didn't know they needed is easier.
It's easier. Yeah.
And people like that because they like to shop. They don't like to be sold on stuff. They like to shop. But we're not selling
difference.
People on stuff.
Right.
We're just saying, take a look at this.
We're just showing them ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in our story links, when we're showing links, we're just showing ideas like, hey, this is on sale. That's on sale.
Yeah. And that's actually been, that's a great point to bring up because it's been interesting to see the story views. And like we said, our story views have never been good.
Right.
They're not even good now compared to our followers. So,
and a few podcasts ago, like I don't know, several ago, we were talking about this, our story views not being good.
But it's been interesting to see because every day we've been sharing deals of the day for I think over a week on our stories. And so we'll go on because there's a lot of Prime Day lead up deals where products are just on sale leading up to Prime Day. And so I figured we'd test it out to see if people like daily deals. And so it's pretty easy for us to do. It takes 30 minutes. I'll do it later this afternoon. There's no time frame of when it needs to be up, but you did it while it's gone.
Uh-huh.
I'll do it. And maybe we'll pass it off to someone soon because it's pretty easy to do.
Right.
But I've noticed an increase in our story views where they've been more consistent increase, which has been good. And so many more sales, which I think I notice it does have a direct correlation to that because I share specific products and I see those being sold. That we haven't made videos about.
Right.
And I see them. Oh, great. Just we shared that. This thing. Like, for instance, we shared the bamboo plastic bag organizers again, like a few times. And you'd think those are like so oversold, but so many people bought those.
Because I shared that again when you were in Hawaii. And I know you had just shared it like a week before, but I shared it again. Just
but I'm glad you did because every time we shared it, there was, you know, 20 more sales or whatever from that one product. And so I think it's like thinking of Prime Day or Prime Day's over, but just thinking about regular things you could do throughout the day, throughout the week. Like people love seeing what's on sale at a glance. Oh, I love that. They love shopping. And so it's been really good to see. And then the other day I did a vote of like, are you enjoying it? Because I haven't asked. And we got like 700 people saying, yes, I love it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I don't mind it. And then no. And there was only like 2% no. You know,
most people like it.
Like 8%, I don't mind it. But there was hundreds and hundreds of people saying, yes, I love it, which was good that people like that sort of stuff because it's easy for us to do. And it's just a great way to sell more of that stuff that we don't need to buy.
And you know, you gave me a good idea when we had that really long talk before you left and I was recording it and everything. And we've talked about that on the podcast, actually. But you gave me an idea of something that you do. Like, you just look at our old videos and see what products we showed and then see if they're on sale.
Yeah.
So when I was running out of ideas, like, I don't even, you know, so I went to, and I just clicked on the links that we already have for our videos.
Yeah.
And just to see, is that on sale? Is that on sale? And there were tons of stuff on sale that where people already saw in our videos.
Yeah.
So then, like you said, I just say, this is from our video, you know, has seen in a recent video or one of our past videos. Yes. And so they look at it and they can purchase it right then, which I think people love because they're maybe feeling like
they didn't want to buy it full price or they forgot.
Like, I missed the opportunity.
Maybe
or
they added it to their cart, but they never checked out. Something. Like, oh, it's on sale now. I want to buy it now. That's
or I
true.
Love those. I remember when they were talking about them. I love those. And then we can give them that opportunity right there in the story. And I think more and more people are going to people's stories to look for things, like, especially like in our stories, maybe now they're going to see what's the deal of the day. I don't know, but it's helping.
It's 100% helping. I think that a lot. And the fact that things are on sale and the fact that we have someone that's doing commenting, because she's able to comment way more than we would. Because we have her commenting 4 hours a day. I was talking to my nail artist about it. And she just hired someone to help her with her social media. So we're like, oh, that's awesome. And, you know, I was like, yeah, we have her working 4 hours a day on commenting and DMs. And she's like, 4 hours? I'm like, yeah, girl, she doesn't even get caught up after 4 hours. Like,
no.
It's crazy.
Like, but we could have two people working 4 hours a day or one person working
saying.
8 hours
a day.
So
for Prime Day, we're like, however much you want to work, we'll pay. We're happy to pay. Just if you want to work 10 hours, if you want to work four, that's fine. But whatever you want to work, because it helps.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's interesting. And I, there's always deals on Amazon. So I wonder if that will continue to do that. And I'm fine for being known as that, where it's just like people know that we're going to do daily deals
on our stories.
Maybe I've been doing it every single day just because first I was trying to hit a goal for the month of June.
Yeah.
And I was really stressed out that we weren't going to make it. Even before you left, I was like, we're just going to have to accept it that we're not going to hit our goal for our home category.
Yeah.
And then
let it go.
And then Brandon's like, no, I think you're going to hit it. I'm like, do not. I was like, we're not going to hit it. So I was sharing. That's partially why I started sharing deals of the day, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm going to do everything we can to make
and
our goal.
And that was one more thing.
And so Brandon,
and you said you could do it through the weekend.
Do it through the weekend. Yeah. Let's just push this through. And Brandon, being the math brain that he is, he's like, wait, how much have you sold so far? And I was like, they just sent our updates. They send weekly updates, you know, that we're 83% towards our goal. And we only had 1 week left, which our sales were not that great this month. And so, or I think we were 56% or something like that. Anyways, Brandon did the math and he's like, no, you're right on target, like for that specific day to meet your goal. He's like, no, I think if you just keep doing what you've been doing. And I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better because our days towards the end of the month are better than the rest of the month. He's like, even if you just kept what you're doing, you know, I think you'll hit it. He did the quick math.
He's so
and then
good.
When I was in Hawaii, I went on and I got the email and they're like, you hit it over. It was $9,000
over.
We hit it over. I was like, we're not. I was like,
hallelujah.
Yeah, $9,000 over our goal. I was like, I was mentally preparing to lose that goal for this month, but we did it. So, because I was like, you know what? I don't like the goals.
And
in a way,
they push them, they increase them, don't they? Like they
increase
them.
They
make you sell more, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I like the goals because it's great income, of course, but
and it's a new target.
It's an almost unhealthy thing for me just because every single day I'm thinking about that goal of shoot, we haven't had a good week. Now, where are we towards our goal? Do you know what I mean? But I was happy to see that we hit it.
This reminds me of when you were working at Rue 21. No, what was it? Rue 21? Because we had a restaurant called Rue 26. So
Rue 21.
So when you were at Rue 21, you would like you knew that if you sold the perfumes, you were going to get bonuses. Remember that way back in that day when you were only 16? So this is how Stetson's brain worked. You just give me the goal and I will meet the goal.
Did I even get a bonus? I think
no,
I just got credit.
I just got
like a gold star or something. Yeah. Like the goal there was, the goal there was perfume and they were cheap. They're like $10.
Yeah.
So we were always, oh, have you smelled our latest perfume? This is awesome. Da, da, da. So I was always the top performer selling perfume.
And then when Stetson moves over to Victoria's Secret, she was the top performer in selling the credit or pushing the credit cards.
Pushing the credit cards. And I was a cashier.
Yeah.
And I got like a special shout out and like a gift card from the regional manager one time because I was selling so much. And then it was pushing bra sales.
Yes.
And that was really hard to do. But we were always looking at our goals because if we hit our goal of like, there's multiple tiers, but I remember one time there was three bra fitting specialists in the store and I was one of them. And so us three were always kind of checking the sales and pushing bras and all that because that's what we were supposed to do. And I remember one month we hit our max goal and it was an extra $20 an hour.
That you each got.
That extra $20 an hour.
That was huge.
Of what I was already making, which was only like $13 an hour, right? Back then.
Right.
But I was just like...
But you were in college. You were living your best life then.
Living my best life. And I just got
out to dinners. And
I just got my financial aid refund that week too.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I've never been more rich. I had like $5,000, right? But I was just I'm rolling in the Jetta. Yeah. But anyways, I think this month I'm happy because we're 100% going to hit her goal. And so it takes off the pressure.
Yeah.
But now there's new goals for Prime Day. So now I'm going to want to hit the top goal.
So see,
I'm too competitive.
Yeah. Stetson's very self-competitive. This is a good thing, but it's not a good thing sometimes.
But I have to, like, I was feeling down about it and irritated last month, but I just have to know, like, we hit our goal. I can't stress out about it. So I have to keep telling myself that.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you're in the numbers and I'm like, why the heck haven't we sold more? Like we had this many link clicks. Like it's just anyways.
And yeah, because there's a bit out of our control.
It's out of our control. Really 100%. Like I'm like, how was yesterday such a good day?
Right.
So.
But anyway. Yeah. This is how.
I'm not sure how we got on that tangent.
Don't know if you find it useful, but definitely share those links.
Yeah, I think we're talking about Prime Day
all the time. Yeah, and just on your stories. If you're an associate, you know, Amazon associate, share the links. You can look at what we're doing because you'll see them every day. Just model what we're doing. We're totally happy with you modeling what we're doing. And share the links because I see some of you and probably some of you that are listeners that I don't even know you're listeners, but I see you doing it. So maybe you're hearing it.
Yeah.
But keep doing it because that will add that extra revenue that you're on social media anyway. Just add, you know, go in your own videos or your own thing that you're organizing. Maybe you don't even have Reels yet, but you have an associates an affiliate account with Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go on and pick your favorite M Design organizing product.
Yeah.
And see if it's on sale. Yep.
Or it doesn't even have to be on sale.
Or even if it's not on sale.
Favorite organizing products of the day.
Just
here's what I used in my post last week.
Right. Or this is the things that I used in this closet I organized last week or this pantry and just show your stuff. And if it happens to be on sale, you can say, hey, you know, this is 40% off. It will add that little bit of extra revenue that you'll be so amazed. Like you didn't have to go out. It might even cover what you would do for a job.
Yeah. Cause it's really all about link clicks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really all about link clicks. It's not even if they buy that specific product, it's just about link clicks. So, and I think the main thing is you just have to get over my audience don't want to sell. They don't want me to sell to them. But they want that. Like that's what social media is. Cause I thought for a long time, I'm like, I don't want to do that. Cause they're going to think I'm trying to sell them on stuff every day. And I think that was the mindset for a long time. But just looking at what we've done over the past week, experimenting with deals of the day, hundreds of people are clicking our links.
Yes.
Hundreds of people voted. Yes, please keep doing it. Like,
and when you're looking at it in this way, like people, like for organizers, for example, I use the organizers. So people want to know what products to use if they're doing their own organizing, because not everybody wants to hire an organizer, as everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But those people that want to do it themselves, but they want help, they want guidance. So you're actually helping them.
You're helping them.
And you're giving them good recommendations for products that are quality products. That's just one example. So if you're also listening to our podcast and you're not an organizer, but you're some other kind of, maybe you like tech gadgets or you're really good at some other thing.
Yeah.
You can share your favorite tech gadgets, for example.
Or if you do nails, like my nail artist, like she could be sharing her favorite products on that.
Her favorite gel polish, her favorite lamp, her
color
favorite
of day.
Tools, you know, there's all beauty fashions, hair products, you know.
Or even that we've proven time and time again that people are obsessed with, which we continue to model, is our makeover videos. But just the process of voting on our stories for our makeover videos, which we've done 3-4 times now, right, of, hey, I'm planning our makeover video, vote on the products that you like. And then I always say, what links do you want? Right away, all the links, I want these links, you know what I mean? And so even the process of, hey, I'm planning a pantry, you know what I mean? Or like, even if you just make up a project to plan, like, I'm thinking about redoing my master bedroom, help me vote on products, like even all that stuff, people love our story views have never been so high, and our link clicks have never been so good, and just the engagement has never been so high doing those voting, I should say, because when I moved into our house, we were really small, we only had like 30,000 followers, but I was like, people love voting. We had like over 10,000 people voting on our stuff. It was just like, people love that stuff.
They do, because it's so easy for them too. They're looking and they can just choose.
They just, it's something
like,
do I
like this thing or this thing?
And then it gives them ideas, to your point earlier.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like the fridge makeover video. So many sales came in super early before we even did the fridge makeover video, because I was sharing, hey, help me vote. And some of the products I didn't even buy, but some other people bought, right? And it helped me, because then it sort of helped me think through the process.
And know what to get.
Oh my goodness. That was dramatic, Mia.
And she rolled over too while
she
did it.
She's yelling. Does that mean we have to end? Okay. We'll have to end the podcast, but.
Because Mia said we have to.
Yeah. Mia said we have to.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.